Right. Let's start. Hello, welcome to the Mac Show. Yes, we're here to discuss all the stuff that's gone on in Mac. Us 2 weeks running. Unbelievable, eh? Superb. Joining me, amazing, fantastic, superb panel. Absolutely brilliant. And I haven't set the group shut up. But starting us off, top left, Doc, how you doing, brother?
Good. I'm just trying to figure out where this amazing, wonderful, lovely panel is. Where are those guys?
It's you lot, man.
Oh. All right. I was confused. Do we owe you money or something? That was a little, what's the word? Flattery. I can't even speak English today.
Yeah, no. I don't think you owe me money. That's all right.
How you guys doing?
I haven't checked. We're all right, mate. How's Hawaii this morning?
Good. Heavy thunderstorms keeping me up all night, but we're in there now.
That's all right, because you were coming here anyway.
Yeah, that's the plan. I need to get on a plane.
Oh, you're going to come over? When are you coming over then? No,
I'm going to Portland. I'm going to go visit Chuck and Verso.
Chuck's not in Portland. He's in Pennsylvania.
No, the other Chuck. Other friend Chuck.
All right, okay. Good. The good luck.
That's funny, yeah, Patrice?
Chuck the driver.
Yeah, we call him Chuber. Chuck Uber.
Yep.
Chuber. Next name, it's Jeffrey. How you doing, mate?
I'm doing great. And just thank you for all the amazing videos. I'm learning so much about what I missed from 1970s British television.
Or not.
I mean, this is just amazing.
Oh, mate, it is absolutely superb TV. We were talking before we started about the Rod Hull and Emu interview with Parkinson, which is an absolute classic. And then we got onto a few others, including the Meg Ryan interview, which is disgraceful, and a few others as well. And then there's the Russell Harty and Grace Jones one that
one was kind of crazy.
Deep Panner pointed out, yeah. And back when she's slipped off the chair because she's meeting Tom Hiddleston next month, so, or in June. There we go. A famous panel. Are you well, mate?
Yeah, especially because I'm here hanging out with all of you.
Oh, superb. Thanks, mate. We love you too.
This makes Fridays like especially awesome for me.
It's a double helping as well, Jeff, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, the only real stressor for me out of all this is I have to come up with two cool things.
Yeah,
each
no, that's
week.
Hard. I struggle with that. It's Gamut and Chips twice. Gamut and Chips, do you get that? No, I thought that was a really good joke.
On your own.
Gamut.
Right, hold on, I have to Google that. Gamut. Is there another video of me out there?
Gamut egg and chips. Gamut egg and chips twice.
Jeff Gamut.
Double helping a Jeff.
Just like everyone deserves.
But I think that was a 1970s porn film. Next to him, Steve Sandy. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How about you? it's been kind of a weird week.
I was mid-slurp of Coke, sorry.
You guys heard about it over there, but we had a professional bull riding event. Well, this week there's what they call the National Western Stock Show is going on in Denver. And Tuesday night, one of the contestants lost his life to the bull.
Oh,
and
oh, no.
My wife and I were there and saw this bull smash this guy. It's been kind of a weird week. That was not one of the highlights, I'll tell you.
Oh, no, that's horrible. I mean, I've been in football stadiums when people have broken their legs and stuff like that, and that's bad enough because you can hear it around the whole ground and that kind of thing. But
yeah,
a death at a bull thing—that's not cool. Well, thanks for bringing that story.
Yeah, what do you get from that? Sharing everything.
Right, Rickards, follow that, mate. How are you? Well, I'm still alive. Yeah, because the late James Rickards doesn't refer to you being dead; it refers to the fact that you weren't here last week when you should have been, and you're here this week.
Well, what can I say? First of all, apologies and right, Happy New Year, everybody. There you go.
There we go. Happy New Year, mate.
It's lovely to be here to see all your lovely, shiny, smiley faces. Look what I've been missing.
Now, pray tell, how's your Udemy course going?
Yeah, do you know what? Extremely well. I've actually found people who are interested in learning motion graphics on their Mac that isn't owned by somebody called Adobe. Yeah, it's great, you know. Udemy's really put me in touch with people who are interested in what I'm interested in. And that's always a good thing, isn't it? Sometimes when you have a hobby and you love it so much, you can be a bit blinded by, you know, what it is. So it's nice to actually meet people who understand what I'm going on about and actually wanting more. So
great stuff. When I went out to Macworld and spoke there, I did photography using the core apps of OS X, which went down really well, actually. I think it was probably a good choice. But the other one that I tabled as a suggestion was losing your fear of motion. And I was just going to do...
Really?
Because motion, even I can use motion.
It's just to a basic level. Keynote, really, you know, to be honest with you. It's just got an element of an extra, you know, extra camera and a great timeline at the bottom to help you through. But life's good, mate. It's great to be here.
Excellent, mate. Glad you're back.
Thank you.
And last but by no means least, Patrice.
Hey.
What's been happening, brother?
A lot this week. I think this week has been it's one of those weeks where just everything is pure chaos and you're just trying to stay afloat.
Well,
we had a little bit of a health scare at the office yesterday. A member of our management team got sick, and it turned out to be meningitis. And there was a question: is it like the cure or viral? And we had on Monday we had a dinner, like year beginning dinner with the management team together. So yay. And we have a friend of mine also in the office. He was also there. He has a newborn, I think was it week old, 2 weeks old. So he couldn't go home and all of that. So I had to deal with that yesterday.
And the guy hasn't got meningitis, is that yet?
He has. My friend doesn't, but the management guy has. He's hospitalized. It turned out to be viral. So at least somewhat of a good news. But yeah, that was a bit of chaos yesterday.
So we're pretty much then, based on Steve's experience and your experience, we could be doing well if we get all of us through the show today.
Yeah,
we should
that would be great.
Me being delighted by 1970s British talk shows.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes.
I'd rather die laughing. And let's not get contentious and into a fight over anything, because then someone could have a heart attack or something like that.
Hope not.
Right. The week in Apple, all the stuff that's gone on. One story that jumped out at me, and it was just like, holy crap. How do you justify that? Nike debuts iPhone-controlled self-adjusting basketball shoes, $350.
Is it true Doc is buying a pair for each of us?
I heard that too.
I of all of the things I do, I don't ball.
You don't? Well, you haven't got the knees for it, really, have you?
Yeah, that's why.
Sure.
Yeah, because if you jump, that you've got to come down, and it's like, oh, I can jump. I mean, these are fine for jumping. They're just not good for landing.
What was really trippy is what started this downward spiral. I guess I did all the damage to my knees prior to this happening, but I had a weekend ACL. I didn't know about it, and I was just playing a pickup game with some friends, and I tried to dunk when I shouldn't have, and that's when I first tore my ACL, and it's never been the same since.
Cool.
The real answer is we don't need this in our life, do we?
Well, you say that, but they've got a 505 milliamp hour battery in it that lasts between 10 and 20 days. I guess that's dependent on how much jumping you do. And it's got a QI-compatible, Qi-compatible 3-hour charging mat.
So you have to charge your shoes.
So you can just stand on your iPhone charger.
You've got to stand still for 3 hours, otherwise your shoes don't work.
I think that's designed for when you're sleeping.
I guess so. the thing I've got is when you're out walking on the street or you're out running, and all of a sudden the Bluetooth goes down between your phone and the things. Do they just suddenly stop and you face plant?
That might happen. Yeah, I would guess so.
Oh my god!
I was envisioning that they just unravel, the lacing stops working, and the shoes fly off while you're running.
Yeah,
but I'm kind of liking the faceplant thing.
Yeah,
What if your Echo pairs with them occasionally or something by mistake? And then just
Alexa, tie my shoes.
Yeah, and it just
all of a sudden
the shoes start walking to places. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Wait until they start talking to each other.
Or you find out actually a week later or a day later on Prime, you get through some shoe freshener and it's your shoes that have ordered it.
Now that's kind of passive aggressive right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I'm gonna put the piss back in this. So right now, okay, it's a thing and they have to put it in the market where they know they can make the money. But if you think about the tech that's in here, this will be a great assistive device because as for one, it probably has some sensing in there that can sense your balance and your gait, right? But the one part that I see that's in there that's kind of cool is the power lacing system. So when you get to about Steve's age, lacing your shoes is a problem. But walking around with loose shoes is a bigger problem. Velcro shoes don't offer enough support for seniors. So for them to be able to put these on and then, you know, hit a button or something or say, Alexa, tie my damn shoes, and they can tighten up, they can go out, do their shopping, do everything, come back in. And then when they come back, you know, turn it off and then take their feet out, it's going to get there. So for right now, yeah, it's a basketball shoe. You don't really need it unless you're a baller. But things like power lacing systems and gait monitoring and stuff could be very important in stopping someone from getting injured.
Yeah, no, that's good. It fills me with dread to think that I'm going to say, Alexa, tie my shoes, and I'm going to end up with a £700 pair of Jimmy Choos the following day.
could be worse. I mean, you could try that with Siri, and she walks you to the next cinema.
Yeah, yeah. Well, very good.
As far as I can know, Jimmy Choos doesn't make men's shoes, so if Ewan wears a pair even worse. Of Jimmy Choos,
yeah. Even worse.
That's going to be better. Rolling into the studio with heels.
Sharon said, I've always wanted a pair of Jimmy Choos, so for her birthday a couple of years ago, I bought her a pair of genuine Jimmy Choos.
Ooh.
And she was just like, and she's never worn them. Why don't you wear the Jimmy Choos I bought you? No, I don't want to wear them out.
Are these the ones with the red underneath? Is that yeah. Jimmy Choos?
No, that's Christian Louboutin, brother. Let's get our styles together.
Rubbish, no, they're beige underneath. Yeah.
What up, Doc? You know you. Should,
I,
know
I just had to Google these. I
dude, you lived in France. How do you not know that?
Exactly.
Mate, the women who lived in France where I were Wellingtons, mate.
I was going to say, the way he lived in France, mate, Wellington mate, all that was worth having.
I got a pair of wellies in the back.
Oh, Deep Hand's got the comment, mate. Siri, walk me home, I'm pissed.
that would be a great feature.
Now that fits the Sandy ad part of the story.
They do Jimmy Choos. JimmyChoo.com/en/men.
We're back to crash the server.
Everybody. Wow.
Bad
everybody
news.
Click on it. We're back to crash the server.
And you know what? I should never touch Bat Winch on shoes because she always posts her cool shoes on Instagram. She got a pretty sick set of Doc Martens around there.
Yeah, no. They won't go up past 11, though, so I'm safe. I'm a size 14, so 13, 14.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, awesomeness. They don't go past 11.
Yeah.
Jimmy Choo, men's trainer, £3,500. I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're having a laugh. Does it self-adjust? Does it?
No, but it's got pretty diamonds on.
Can I sit in Birmingham? Go, Alexa, tie Steve Sandy's shoes together.
I love the fact that Muller Bike has put a photograph of Wallace and Gromit in the wrong trousers.
Yeah, it's perfect.
That is perfect. that went down well.
I thought that was going to be 20 seconds of just taking the piss, but that's actually a good story.
I mean, is it a case of, you know, so much disposable income these kids have got that this is something that's got wings, if you like? We get the pun.
Yeah.
I think guys in tech companies are starting to do what car companies used to do with the concept cars. you know, you kind of just build something that has a concept. You don't know what to do with it yet. You put it out there just to prove that you're still in the game. And then later, put it somewhere contextually where it matters. And like I'm saying, in assistive devices, I think they're dope. Because I'm just old and fat, and I have a hard time putting the shoes on some days. So I just can imagine what it's like for somebody that can't actually bend over or has, you know, fused knees or something like that.
If you can afford $350 for trainers, mate, you can pay someone to do it for you. Get a servant to do your shoes up for you.
I have tons of $350 trainers that have nothing to do with electronics. It's just style.
To hire a shoe tire.
Pair of Yeezys is $350. I have a couple pairs of those.
I bet you that's a job in a New York shorts, job listing. Shoe tire required, Madison Avenue.
Well, I've got a stupidly wide foot, so I have to go for these 4E that New Balance do. And they're great trainers, New Balance are. But 4E
six, is really tough to come across.
Yeah, you see, that's the problem you get when you descend from the trees, James.
Wow. Thanks. Got wide ass feet. I'm going to kick your ass. That's it.
No, because it won't hurt because the load will spread because of the width of your feet.
I was waiting for some Frodo Baggins comment there, but I'll take that. I
think I have called you a hobbit in the past, actually. I've got an image that's just coming to head of me calling you that outside the front of the studio one night. You hobbit. So that was the Mac show all the weekend. Apple may be working on a seventh generation iPod Touch.
Lies.
Yeah, what? I don't believe that.
I looked at that. I thought the Touch is dead, surely. Every kid's got a hand-me-down phone now, so you don't need a Touch.
Well, there are still some cases where they're really useful. Like, I mean, retail is one area where they are, I think, still very popular. But
So like restaurants and stuff like that for orders.
I don't think it's even worth Apple's time in this case.
Can you just see them continuing to make this and allowing it to? Because that's
well, they've done it so far. I mean, they're still selling them.
Well, the upgrade.
I don't know how. It might just be the stock that they produced what was it, 7 years ago or whatever.
Well, you say no. The upgrade cycle on these are only at 1,000 days on upgrade. Yeah. They're only 3 years in the last development. Because you remember we had a question before Christmas, didn't we, in the quiz? And what was the upgrade cycle? And the lowest upgrade cycle was 930 days on the iPod Touch.
Right.
All the rest have gone over that. You know, the Mac Pro's at 1,500 to 1,600 days now. The iPod Touch is only a three-year, it's less than a three-year cycle at the moment.
Okay, so what I would say then is, if Apple are going to do this iPod Touch, just think about your family and friends now, okay, who would buy that? You know, what age group are they, and how much would it have to be for them to buy that device? I struggle to put that in anybody of my friends' hands.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, that's a good purchase. The 128 gig, even that would be a good purchase for me for Bryony to use.
Yep.
As opposed to an iPod, if she smashed her iPod or something like that. Her iPad, sorry.
I'm going to toss out a crazy idea.
Go for it.
What if the talk that we're hearing about a new iPod Touch and the talk about a new iPad Mini, it's actually the same thing?
Ooh, I
like that. That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense because people, you know how rumors work. Remember that game in school? You had to, tell the rumor and pass it around, and you can see where it get mismatched enough to come up with two separate rumors.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with that.
Yeah, damn, Jeff, that one was too good.
Potential.
It sounds hella facetious, but it's very possible.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve, we missed you there. Say that again.
But, very small market, but drone pilots, they love the iPad Mini. I know a lot of folks locally who do use the iPod Touch, the last generation, as a control device. You know, slap it into your controller. You've got a screen. You don't necessarily need to have the cellular connection. So, yeah. Of course, that's like very small.
I was going to say the DJI just bought out their new screen with the actual controller. So they're almost
$900.
Yeah, they're ridiculously expensive.
$900 versus buy one of these makes sense. I mean, I'm currently, I didn't sell my old iPhone, my 7 Plus, because of knowing that I was going to get into droning. And so, yeah, Steve's right.
Yeah. The I had to go with the DJI Osmo, the handheld thing for the iPhone this week.
Any good?
Well impressed. Very impressed.
The pocket.
What's that?
Yeah, the DJI is just a tiny DJI, like GoPro size, but smaller.
No.
Osmo phone?
Yeah. The Osmo phone one was what I had to go with. But
the ball or the gimbal?
It's the self-leveling gimbal that takes your iPhone.
Yeah.
Osmo. Yeah. And you set it up and you do the calibration on it, which is really quite cool. And the thing that blew me away was the face tracking on it, on the app. Face tracking on the app is unreal. It is superb. So you dab on the person's face. They can put it on a tripod. You dab on the person's face, and even if they move back or forward, it still tracks them. So they can stand in front, dab the screen to get the thing, and then walk back, and that's it. They're tracked, and this thing just pans around with them. And even if you're hand-holding it and you've got a second cameraman, then it still moves around and traces them. So all you've got to do is move ever so slightly, and you've got a beautifully smooth plan. I was really impressed with it.
Nice.
I think I could see it would take a bit of getting used to get it set up properly and working properly, but once you're in there, I think it was absolutely brilliant. So we're saying seventh generation iPod Touch is a no.
I don't think so.
Fair enough. Sorry, James, you were going to say something there. I cut you off.
No, I was going to ask, what was you talking about there? So that was the Osmo you're talking about.
Yeah, the iPhone Osmo.
The Osmo Pocket isn't there, which has got the sort of tiny, tiny little thing.
Osmo, yeah, so not Oslo.
The regular Osmo is super dope, but I played it with my friend's Osmo Pocket, which just came out right before Christmas. It came out on like the 23rd. And what's cool about that is it's a self-contained camera version, so you don't have to stick your phone in there.
Yeah.
And but on all the DJ apps, from the drones down to the handheld, because I have an Osmo Generation 1 handheld phone gimbal, and then I switched to the Firefly Movie, which is sitting on the floor right next to me. What's cool about them is it's kind of cheesy, but it does work. And from my Japan trip, I have videos where we just walk around with it in your hand all day. You're just doing stuff, and it self-generates a movie. And it does a really good job. And you want to go in and tweak it, edit it, but then as I started messing with the edit, I was like, screw it. Just leave it, post it as it is. It does a fantastic job. Even the drones do a fantastic job, you know, of just self-stitching this movie together that you can instantly share. And then you can go back and do whatever the heck you want to do with it and repost
DJ it. DJ is pricey stuff, but it is good stuff. I'll say that.
Definitely. Yeah.
You know that plastic Osmo Ewan is only like $130.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you can get for most of the handheld stuff now, like the Firetech stuff, and that is about that kind of price. Have you seen the Osmo Pocket? Does look great.
Fantastic.
It's awesome.
$329, but it does look amazing.
I was going to buy one, and then Sony dropped the new 6400 cameras that start selling today. So there goes my next $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I know how that goes.
I really, really, really want a DJI Inspire. I really do.
My dad has one.
Yeah, but I've got no use for it. I've got no justification of spending $3,000.
Dude,
on it.
My dad's 75. He got no use for it either, but he flies the living shit out of it. I mean, he's at least 2 years older than you.
Yeah, I'd want to buy I'd want to buy the $10,000 one. And it's just like
that's what I'm saying. He has a $10,000 one. Yeah. That's the one he has. But when you're 75 and your kids ain't poor, then that's what you do with your money.
Yeah, I want to buy this. See, I like the Zenmuse X5. I want to buy the Zenmuse X5 and run it on my wireless cam, though. That's the goal, but you can't do it.
Wait, you want to buy a Muse?
Zenmuse. So Zenmuse X5. And the X5S is, the X5R, sorry, is beautiful. There are 4K cameras that stick underneath on a gimbal. But yep. you can't, there's no one's made a clutch plate or anything like that that will take them so you can use them on other devices, which would be, I'd do that in a heartbeat. Absolute heartbeat.
You know what's funny? He just did aerials for the Sony Open golf tournament. They just had a PGA golf tournament they have every year. And then so I think from Sony Open this year and Sony Open last year, that thing's paid for now. But it's still funny that of all of the people flying drones, the guy who's shooting the Sony Open is a 75-year-old man with an Inspire.
Doing it
that's
hobby.
Where the footage that goes back to the PGA. So, you know, they actually hired him to do the right kind of flying because he flies it so much. He's super good at it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and this is not this week in DJI. This week in DJI. Apple has replaced 11 million iPhone batteries. You remember we talked about this on the Christmas quiz, the $29 replacement program thing for, and then they dropped the cost of that. They've done 11 million battery replacements. That's a serious product recall.
How many out of the phone, like the number of phones that they have in the market right now, is that like what percentage? Is that like 5%, 2%, something like that?
Isn't it only the 6S? It's only
the 6S.
No, they did it for the 6S, and yeah. I think the 7 also.
Is there? I didn't know there was
a I think they expanded that, yeah.
Christ, no, that's not
so that
that's,
must be like 200-300 million phones, I would say, at least, like the entire lineup, like 6, 6S, 7.
So that's a 10.
At least a couple of hundred million.
Yeah, I know people that got their battery replaced not because they felt that it was shot, but they felt it's kind of old enough that at $29, why not? So. I'm thinking some of those people that did the battery replacement, it wasn't so much to extend the life of their phone, but it was more like, hey, this is a good deal. I should just do it.
Which did downgrade all the batteries, though, didn't it? The power management system did downgrade all the batteries. So
it didn't downgrade all of them. It would slow them down. If there were the power spike or the power draw spikes, and I know people that had iPhone 6s where they weren't getting that spike that would cause it to go into the lower performance mode,
right?
But they still went and got their battery replaced anyhow because $29, mm-hmm. why not?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, my wife, she had a 6S Plus, and hers was showing something like 78%, which, you know, I thought, well, fair enough. Let's, like Jeff said, I think just went in and thought, well, for £25, what a bargain. May as well just get it replaced. I mean, she never said to me at any point that she felt a phone was slow or it bothered her. So I thought, well, for peace of mind, knowing it's actually done for that much money, and they did it within about an hour and a half, I thought was well worth the money. In fact, my iPhone 10 was at 91%, I think.
Mine's at 91 now.
It's
not driving me batty, but I don't want to push it till it's driving me batty. But it's $70 to replace it. So I've been thinking, like, wow, $70 is nothing against the $1,200 I paid for it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, there are probably also those people where, like, nothing is wrong with the battery. Like they don't care like what it costs. They're like, they're just scared. They don't know any better. And they're like, they heard about that problem where phone might slow down. The solution is to upgrade your battery and they just want to do it. Like they don't know anything. They don't know any better actually.
Patrice, you're actually on something too. Cause during the same time, anecdotally was when phones were catching on fire. So if the knowledge escapes you and you're like, man, I can pay $30 to get a new battery and feel safer. These phones are catching on fire. Yeah. They don't even know whether it was Samsung or Apple. They just heard batteries catching on fire and they're chickens. They're like, oh, I'm going to just go swap the battery because it's $30. Mm-hmm. And I can fit a whole bunch of people I know in that category that wouldn't know the difference, but would have the wherewithal to go and change the battery.
Apple has released a battery charging case for for the iPhone XS. It's for, let's just be clear, XS, XS Max, and XR. But everyone says that it actually works with a 10. But
sure.
I'm not going to buy one because I've got to say the battery in the XS Max I think is peachy.
Yeah.
I've had no issues at all with it.
Times that I've actually run out of charge.
I was absolutely gagging for an extension battery with the 6 and the 6S, but the 10, yeah. Sorry, the 7. But with this one, I've not even got close to it being. And I've got to say, some of that is the proliferation of wireless charging, because I've got wireless chargers everywhere around the house and that kind of stuff, and in my car. So I just drop it in, and bang, we're off and running. I haven't got to plug anything in. It's just. I adore wireless charging. If I lost wireless charging now, I think I might cry.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
What do you wireless think? Wireless charging is, everywhere.
Is this a white elephant and a black elephant? Excuse the because it's a white version and a black elephant. The black version. But are these,
I'm not going to take the name column, dude.
I did switch shots at that moment as well. Yeah, sorry, man. But is this a bit, excusing the pun, is this a bit of a white elephant? Are they going to see sales in this? Because, I mean, there's going to be some people, I guess, who are like, I'm on the phone all day, every day, therefore I need it. But
it's going to be a fair
old bit of time. People buy this.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not sure how successful the previous battery case was. I know a couple of people. In some cases, it's simply they want the peace of mind. Like, even like late in the day, they still have like 30% or 20%. They just don't want to like ever be in a situation where they only have like 15, 20% and they have to go somewhere in the middle of the night or whatever. So for them, it's just about peace of mind.
If you travel a lot, you love these things. I just found that the old case was nice and designed well and everything, but it was a little unwieldy because there's so many things that I have to put my phone in, like, you know, little doohickeys like this, the handle grips and stuff like that. And so it just never worked for me, so I never bought one.
Mm.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought this was kind of interesting that they announced theirs about the same time as Mophie is also coming out with battery cases for the XS, the XS Max, and the XR. So apparently they think there's a market out there for them, but I don't know. I'm one of those people. I kind of like the Mophie products, and I think I'd prefer that.
Well, the thing that's nice about, and Wes has pointed this out in the chat room, the case is wireless charging compatible as well anyway, so it'll work with any Qi charger as it goes. $129 is that a bit pricey
compared to Mophie?
Yeah.
Well, there's something else the Apple charger case does that the Mophie doesn't, and I think it's only the Apple charger case does, which is it tells the iPhone, hey, you're not plugged into a power cord, I'm just this extra battery thing, whereas all the others excuse me, they're perceived by the phone as you're plugged into a wall charger, and that changes how the power performance is handled. So if it knows that there's a unlimited power supply, you're plugged into a wall, your phone just starts chewing through a lot more power because it can.
Right.
So you get better overall efficiency with with Apple's battery case than the others, simply because Apple can do the little trick where it's not identified as a wall charger.
Right.
It's kind of smooth.
That's good.
I got a question. Do you guys call the XR the tenner?
No.
No.
that's what you call $10, right? A tenner?
A tenner, yeah. We don't do it because we're not five.
Just a question, God.
I was gonna say when I had my iPhone 7, the battery pack was a joy, and I was happily pay the £99 that was for that actual device at the time. It made my iPhone 7, you know, sing sweetly. But my iPhone 10, I've never at any point thought I'd needed a battery case for it, and I've seen this on the this battery case on an iPhone 10. It actually looks perfectly fine. It works as it should do.
It works on the 10. But it doesn't align with the speaker and mic ports.
Yeah, it's just above or below it, I think.
Yeah, so you will get a compromise of your audio performance.
With the audio, yeah. But, you know, I've obviously we've only had it a year now, but so far the battery's superb and it's lasted me brilliantly. And I do obviously a lot of video viewing and web browsing, not so much talk time, really.
I haven't felt like it's going to crap out on site once since I got it. It's rock solid. And I spent the whole time over Christmas with it, and I was taking it out and taking pictures and video on site while I was walking around. And I never felt like it was getting low or anything. It was brilliant.
Yeah. But again, there's obviously somebody who wants to, who is going to spend the money and have this. I mean, obviously, I remember commuting, like working 12 hours and commuting and having that 10% battery left and worrying, would it make my commute home? And of course, if the train was delayed, then that was another worry. So having that battery pack on my iPhone 7 at the time was a godsend. And it did fit so well. And the texture of those cases are brilliant. You do feel like you're holding something that's not going to just slip out your hands. You know, they're designed very well.
Yeah, no. I won't be buying one because it's 129 quid I ain't got to spend. So. For no benefit.
No. Yep. Not right now.
Same.
I am a Tommy Titus. Here we go. Apple has inked a deal, yet another inking of another deal for TV, for 10 episodes of an as-yet untitled science fiction series. And I hope they've got more than just it's going to be science fiction and nothing else. From Simon Kinberg and David Weil. Kinberg's also known for X-Men, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Jumper, Chappie, The Fantastic Four, and The Martian, which is a good CV. You got to say.
Well, except for The Fantastic Four.
No, I quite like both of those. They were all right.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I've got to know how they're going to get Chris Evans to turn up as the Human Torch and turn up as Captain America.
That
duality's got to happen, surely.
Have you noticed that Marvel has this thing where they're like, okay, you played Captain America, or excuse me, you played the Human Torch in a Sony movie. We're going to give you a much better role to make up for it. Because they did it with both Human Torches.
Did they?
Yes. So there's Chris Evans as Captain America, and then, oh God, I just forgot his name. I feel horrible.
I didn't know there was.
Black Panther, the bad guy in Black Panther.
Jordan. Michael B. Jordan.
Thank you, Michael B. Jordan. He played the Human Torch in
the reboot. Oh yeah, the reboot was a bit crap.
Yeah.
Not a total loss, but it was a bit crap.
No, it was total crap.
Yeah. Okay. No, I might adjust to agree then. I like the original too. This would be a great storyline where the two universes cross over when they solve the Thanos thing, right? Mm-hmm. And they confront themselves as their torch selves.
Oh.
And the Marvel superheroes in the alternate universe that they've crossed over to because they've tried to unpick the Thanos death thing, they're bad characters. There you go. Marvel, thank you. I'll take a check.
Yeah, you're going to be so rich from this.
That's
human.
A great idea, man. I may have shot me bolt a bit early there and outed it, so that could be a bit.
Yeah, but it's recorded now, and we're all witnesses.
Yeah, it was my idea. Pay up, you bastards. The thing that bothers me about this story is how many deals have we talked about where Apple have inked a deal with someone rich and famous and made sod all so far? I haven't seen anything from Apple of the original content that they proclaimed that they were going to deliver.
Well, that makes sense. The time frame it takes to go from, hey, we've got a deal happening to we can actually put something on the air, it takes a long time. Yeah. So my guess is this summer, that'll be when we start seeing the very first thing show up.
Because like the Octavia Spencer thing was, we did that at the start of last year.
Yeah, so we're about on schedule for this summer, this fall, for something like that to come out.
I'd have said 10 months.
But it takes a stupid long time.
No, I know it does.
Well, it depends on what they're doing. Look at the gaps between GOTs. Like, we're getting Game of Thrones in April, the end of the year and a half ago, because it takes a long time to put all of that together.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for a show where they already had the deals in place.
Yeah, I'm fuming. I can't wait, man. I can't believe I'm waiting for April. Normally, I don't want April to come because I don't want to pay all these damn taxes. But this time, I don't even care about tax season. I'm waiting for Game of Thrones.
So Batwin just put, I don't get it. Hold on. Torch was Doctor Who?
Really?
I don't know.
I can't remember that.
There's Torchwood from Doctor Who.
Yeah, that's something else.
Torchwood was crap.
I actually liked it.
If they're evil twins, will they have goatees? She says as well. And
yes.
Magic Man, sorry you, and the Bible did it first. Fight fire with fire. I didn't know. Torchwood was shit.
No, Torchwood was good.
I managed two episodes and then thought, I managed more episodes of Torchwood than I did Game of Thrones, but...
Whoa, leave Game of Thrones alone.
Someone the other day was talking to me and going, oh, you got to... I'm gobsmacked you haven't watched Game of Thrones. And it was like, no, I just couldn't get into it. I said, but, you know, because me and Sharon love sitting down and having like an hour's or, two episodes or something and binge watching a series and that kind of stuff. But we started with Game of Thrones and we just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, maybe I should have watched more than one episode of Game of Thrones. I watched the first episode. And at the end of it, I felt like I had watched Dallas in Middle Earth.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm done.
And the other thing was Lost. I managed the first episode of Lost, and I got off to when the tree started shaking on the beach, when they're all in the plane crash on the beach. I'm like, I'm done. That's it.
You know, I never watched Lost because all I do was look out the window and see them filming it, and then I was done. We get the cheesiest TV show shot here that do extremely well, and I don't get it. Like, Hawaii Five-O is a piece of whatever.
Oh, but the original, mate.
They're shooting season 9 right now out the back window, you know. They shoot in my building all the time. Lost was crap, and that ran for, like, 10 seasons or 11 seasons. And, like, how does Hawaii always get the crappiest shows?
But the original Hawaii Five-O, you know, Steve Garrett, Book Him Dano, that was all quality TV, man. I loved that when I was a kid.
Back then, that was great. Mm-hmm. Even original Magnum P.I. was great, but this reboot is just cheesy advertisements for cars and I don't know. It's just
wait, they rebooted Magnum P.I.?
They have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have.
They're filming it right now. It's in the backyard, bro.
Yeah, I saw that.
I see these clowns all every day blocking traffic.
I am so sorry you have to deal with that, Doc. And
I'll
apologize in advance on behalf of the people of the United States. I am sorry for the Magnum P.I. reboot.
Yeah. Well, MacGyver wasn't any better.
MacGyver reboot was whack. Knight Rider reboot was whack. Somebody got to come correct.
We've got quite a lot, actually, of GOT pushback.
Yeah, because GOT is badass.
No, pushback, as in it's shite.
No, it's not.
Lost was crap. They agree with me. Muller agrees with me on that.
You know what's recently good and not a return into a TV critic show? Bodyguard. The Bodyguard was pretty awesome.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
but that's shot in the UK.
Yeah, very good.
That was great.
That's Rob Snow from Game of Thrones. He's the main character.
The thing that got me was they made Shooter, didn't they? Because like, there's the film called Shooter, which is about the sniper with
Matt Damon.
Beefy boy. No, I'm not Matt Damon.
Yeah,
it's not Matt Damon. It's he's in Daddy's Home and that kind of stuff.
Mark Wahlberg.
With Wahlberg, and that was a good film. I enjoyed that. I quite like sniper movies. So that's that was good. And then it's like, oh, we've got a new series out of Shooter. I'm like, oh, that'd be awesome. And I watched the first season, and the first season is the film just done worse. And it's just like, why would you have the same story exactly as the film? And I just gave up after about 3 episodes.
They've done that a lot recently, though. They've taken a lot of movies and turned them into series and made the series dumb. It's not like take the movie and add to it to keep going. It's like they start all over, fix whatever they thought was flawed in the first place or not fix it. And yeah, but that's huge. And it's insane. I don't get it.
Sniper movies. Is that a genre, says Bob Beach? Well, no, I don't know if it's a genre, but I like, there's films about, like Enemy at the Gates. I love that film. That's one of my favorite films ever. Tom Berenger in Sniper. That was a good film as well. And when I've got like the Rainbow Six type games and that kind of stuff, Call of Duty. And the one I do love is there's a game called Sniper 1, 2, 3, and 4. And yeah. As soon as I know that's coming out, it's just like, buy, pre-order. Definitely having that. Love it. Love snipering.
You know how you can tell that it's a slow news week in the Apple sphere? When we're talking about movies or photos or something else.
There's plenty of stories, but they're boring.
Yep.
They're all predictable shite.
Have we got the render of the new iPhone 11 yet? Are we going to talk about that?
No, we're not. I've ducked away from all of the rumour stuff because Doc gets upset.
So. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Leaked Benchmark says the iPhone XS will outperform Galaxy's new phone that's not even out yet.
Good. Yeah, and that's going to make Samsung happy.
And that is relevant how?
I feel a lawsuit coming on.
Okay.
The benchmark stuff, if that's true, that's kind of... I did like the Apple advert in on security that was at CES where it says, what goes in your iPhone stays in your iPhone at Las Vegas, of course.
That was pretty funny.
That was funny.
That's good.
But this is Apple's marketing campaign, isn't it? Our low-end phone outperforms their top-end phone.
Mm-hmm.
Why buy anything else? It's low-hanging fruit marketing-wise, isn't it, surely?
But why is the leak coming out? Because if the other phone's not coming out, that means it's coming from Samsung. Apple don't have to leak it because their device exists, so they can just put it out. Like, where's the leak come from?
Well, so, someone has a prototype, and they tested it on Geekbench. There you go. Because Geekbench collects all that data.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if someone at Apple got the prototype, and then therefore they run it, knowing that it would get found, then that's marketing. But if someone else did it, then Apple had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Apple had nothing to do with it. Well, you don't think they care enough about Samsung to run Geekbench.
Oh, we've got
a call with a Nextel?
I'm going to say that. Someone's calling from the 1990s.
No, I know what it is. Jeff Gammon's friend-controlled vibrator started going off.
I am so sorry. I thought I had deactivated that.
It's Gordon Gecko.
But now that it's going and it is in my pocket, keep calling.
That's what an Osmo Pocket is?
Someone's put intimate about SJW, and then someone's going, what the hell's an SJW? And Deephand said social justice warrior.
Social justice warrior.
James has put slim Jewish Welshman. they're still going on about TV shows. Star Trek Discovery is crap. Yes, it is. Have they done the second series yet on that?
It just started last night.
Right, okay. And is it still shit?
I don't know. Like it.
The first one.
I don't have
crap.
A CBS All Access account because I'm just kind of annoyed with the whole thing.
What happened? I canceled mine. I had it and I canceled it at the beginning of the month.
Right.
I have it. I'm very happy with it. I actually updated it to the like no ads version even.
Okay, see, maybe I would do that. I don't like this two-tier process, and that bothers me, right? If they told me it was $10 from the gate, and you're not going to show me the commercial, I would have paid the $10. But by telling me it's $5, and then irritate the S out of me with commercials, and then be like, well, give us the other $4, I'm like, dude, it's $4. Just come correct in the first place. Don't give me this half-assed shit with commercials.
That was like, annoying, definitely.
Yeah,
I agree.
Like it's so dumb. It's so dumb. Yeah. Nobody is so poor that they can't pay the, even poor people aren't that poor. They can't pay the extra $4 never to see the daylights out of your stupid commercials because they are irritating. They're purposely irritating. And like James Ricard, they know nothing about leveling audio so that it doesn't go, here's your show. Here's the commercial. Here's your show. Here's the commercial.
You're telling me if like it's a German guy doing a
$20,000 home theater, it freaking drives. Ooh, brother.
Yes.
So James, you're getting all these comments about the quality of your audio. The people that know what they're talking about with audio just don't come in clearly.
just look at my Udemy channel. Not one person mentions how bad my audio is. It's
because they're not an audio person. Just levelate that shit. Audio, what's the name of the site, Jeff? I forgot right now because I'm so mad. Offonic.com. Offonic.com fixes everything, and then I will love you forever.
I'm trying to follow the chat room, but it's moving too fast. And then for some reason, Muller decided to spike in and spam his entire computer processor speeds and cache numbers, a number of cores.
Yeah.
He's even put the serial number in there. What the
Yeah, we've just cloned his computer. He doesn't know it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, and we even have the serial number.
Yeah. Hardware ID, serial number, all there.
Thanks to that, we're going to take over his computer now.
Yep.
Is this core? You can't change the battery in that one.
It's probably too old.
Okay, Russia, if you're listening, hack Motherbiker's computer and dump all his emails.
Well, they already have those.
He's got the UUID in and everything.
Yep.
The Apple cares about to run out, Muller. We just checked it online.
Wait, James, do you still have GSM access?
No, mate, I wish.
Oh, Steve does. Steve does, yeah. Don't you have GSM access, Steve?
Do I have what?
GSX access. You know the back end for Apple parts?
No.
GSX. Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, GSX now. Yeah, that's right. Oh, God. Why is that letting me copy and paste? Just not that you'll see what I'm
behave. So I just did a copy and paste for you. Where do you want me to send it? How about if I just put it on Twitter?
Yeah, just brought it.
That's a good idea.
You can get it there.
I can make his light switch on and off without him even doing anything.
God.
Oh yeah, Deepin is right. It's a great way to address the issue. Just put it out there. Let's put it on the podcast. Like, should we read it like out loud so people have it?
So that's SuperCharlie 04.
Muller's not happy. Because the piss. This podcast and all of this is brought to you by TSO Host. This year has been a great start to the year for us. Thank you so much to them for picking up all our bandwidth. They were our savior last year. They dived in and helped us when we lost our old sponsorship deal. We can't do enough with them. If you'd like to buy some off them, that's great because you'll get 20% off your basket with the offer code BTN20, which is good. But they don't want that. They're not worried about you buying their... Sorry, am I interrupting someone? What the hell?
Who's taking a wee right now?
Just flush the bug.
In case anybody's wondering. My wonderful studio here is in my basement, and about 15 feet away from me is a sump pump, which kind of keeps my basement from flooding, and every once in a while, it'll just decide to go off. So
okay.
That's what that
was. That infused. Sounded like a toilet flush. it's a shame it saved it for the sponsors ad. Everyone saves swearing till just before the sponsors ad, and everyone flushes their bog during the sponsors ad. if like me, you have huge respect for TSO Host, unlike Steve Sluice in his downstairs basement, because I don't think there's an upstairs basement. It's not a thing, is it? Then please support them. All they need from you, all they want, is brand recognition. They just want you to tweet out, thanks at TSO Host for supporting at British Tech. If every listener did that, the traction would be fantastic. They love that brand loyalty, and that is what will keep them as a supporter of BTN. If you don't do that, then we run the risk that we could lose our support from them. So please, please, please make sure you support CSO Host. Also, please make sure that you say thanks at Telestream, because Telestream give us the software that we've got to run the Wirecast system here and keep everything ticking along. I've got to say, the last version that we started using, I used to use the old version, and now I've worked out how to use this one a little bit better and done the training stuff and watched their YouTube channel, which I've got to say was an excellent watch. It's not boring in the slightest, like some of the tutorial stuff can be, James. But there's no boomy audio or anything. It's superb. Their videos are really, really good, and the software is effortless to use, and it's really stable, really, really stable. It's superb. And I got my glasses back this week. Here they are, my Unikus. I have never, ever, and I put this in the Slack room, I have never missed a pair of glasses in my entire life, but I bloody missed these, and I couldn't wait to rip the special delivery out. Mark said to me, they'll be with you tomorrow, they're coming special delivery. I'm like, yes, and I stayed in. It was like I was getting an Apple delivery, so I could rip them open and just whack my glasses back on. I love these things. So if you'd like some Unikus, or like to check out and get your face measured and see what your options are, you don't have to commit to anything. Write to podcast@hoya.co.uk and they'll organise the red carpet BTN treatment for you at one of their Uniku sites. But you won't regret it. They are absolutely superb. Right, it's time for the cool things, and Doc is going to start us off.
All right, here we go. I'm sending you the link at the very moment. Boom, you should get an obnoxious noise in a second. You guys know one of my favorite companies in the world is Elgato, the cat. And they've been around in the game for a long time. I've been using Elgato products since the Turbo way back in the day. That was just a hardware compression chip on your USB that will make things crunch a lot faster. Then it came out with the Turbo 264. Well, somewhere when computers got better at video, they kind of turned towards allowing you to get your, click on the lighting one when it pops up, allowing you to get your computer, you know, to stream and capture stuff perfectly well. Well, that right there is the key light. So the key light is not your ordinary light. It's pretty dope. A key light, if you don't know, it means you're the main light in a scene. What these guys have figured out a way to do, which is genius, they have a bar clamp that clamps to the back of the desk so you can be against the wall. It comes up behind your monitor, I think up to 49 inches, and it gives you a 2500 lumen, 29K to 7000K white brightness, color temperature, out of 160 OSRAMs around the edge. And OSRAMs are like the highest end LED lights. So what that means is you don't have the little pickle rows and rows of LEDs, which has a tendency to throw really harsh casting shadows. Like most people know, if you buy a small size LED, and by small we means less than 1x1, you have to diffuse the crap out of it. Otherwise you get just this really harsh light and your nose looks ridiculous because it just creates a shadow, especially if you have a giant hunker like me. So this guy is really a giant Octoboss softbox shrunk down into a small little light that's probably like a 10x7 or whatever. And the cool part, all of your controls can be controlled by on screen, you know. So there's a little app that runs on your Mac, or you can control it from your phone, which means you don't have to do this and get up and reach across your camera and adjust all your lights. So the last thing, everybody who bought a Stream Deck, because I said so, then you're in the game, because you could actually put your lighting controls into your Stream Deck, including an automation thing that says, okay, I'm doing this thing with Ewing and we're casting, right? I can hit my Stream Deck and say, I want to get to my pick, and I can make my pick turn red, you know? And if you have Wirecast or OSB or whatever, it actually pull up the right scenery so that I can have a different camera look for the pick, or, you know what I mean? Cause you was probably using the Stream Deck now to switch between us.
Yeah.
So when somebody says something stupid, he can make a different scene come up. Well, if you're using the lighting, you could actually make the light change to make it more ominous, or, you know, we're going to pick the donkey of the week category or something of that nature. So you can control color, temperature, brightness, the whole nine yards straight from your Stream Deck. It's pretty gangster.
Hey, whoa.
Holla at your boy. Why you woeing me?
Because they're on Amazon. They're only 190 quid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, brother. This is super dope. And they snuck in a Stream Deck Mini for people that didn't want to spend as much as we spent, even though the big one's worth it. Not to double pick on you, but they also busted out a Stream Deck Mini, which is like $70 instead of $150. But the Stream Deck, the big one, is just buy it. Trust me.
How bright are these?
2,500 lumens is what they're screaming, but I mean, the fact that it's 29K to 7,000K. Most of your small, like Chinese knockoff LEDs of this ilk have a tendency to stop at around 44 to 6,000, and it doesn't even pull a full 6,000. It's like barely over 56. So you can go really, really warm getting it down in the 29 range. Even a lot of pro lights don't go as low as 29. And that's, I think they're doing it because they're using Osram LEDs, and Osram is what you find inside projectors and, like, you know, avionics, medical grade lighting and whatnot.
I want a watts, though. That's the thing. You know, I want a watts output equivalent to 100 watts.
Oh, you mean like the CRI? There is a chart from somebody that kind of explains what they mean in wattage, and I don't remember where I saw that chart.
I'm just wondering whether I could carry these instead of carrying the bloody huge LED.
But I mean, 2,500 lumens should be something like, what would I say, 700-800 watts?
No.
Yeah, it's close. It's close.
They're close, pretty bright. Like, 2,500 is a lot. It's close to
like 500.
Yeah.
But the only problem for that, for your like portability and stuff, is these aren't battery operated. That's the one drawback.
I don't want battery operated, you know, yeah.
Oh, then no problem. Oh, and there's a 1/4-20 thread all the way around. So one on the side, one on each side, one on the bottom, one on the top. So you could easily, like, you know, rack a bunch of these together. But from the reviews I've saw at CES, because I don't think they're in hand yet, the color is just clean. Like, it's nice, soft box. And I mean, nothing kills a video worse than hard lighting and shitty audio.
Well, at the moment, I'm carrying £4,000 worth of LED lights when I do a video shoot for
green
screen.
You mean weight or money?
No, £4,000 money with a green screen cloth, with some poles and that kind of stuff to stretch the green screen. And they're heavy. They're proper heavy.
Yeah. Click on the green screen?
Yeah, I saw the pull-up green screen. That looks interesting, didn't it?
Yeah. It's like $200. Yeah. These guys decided that their new market, since Corsair took over, because it's kind of smart. Corsair bought Elgato in the beginning of the year, so they made everything about streaming and gaming, because I think this year, after 5-6 years of people making $20 million a year on YouTube, all of the companies decided to, like, pay attention. What happened?
My phone rang.
You got a call, and every device called. Right. But I have to correct myself, I checked the table, it's about like probably 180 watts or something.
I friggin hate Apple.
You have to change your settings. There's a setting to prevent this from happening.
I've done this, and then they've done the update on the computers, and they put it back to the way it was. I did say, I went through all of them saying, do not use this for FaceTime audio. Do not use this at all. And it kept
going. You can do that on your phone even, where it should ring and all of that.
And I'm sure it'll ring again now. Good pick, mate. Good pick. I'm going to bookmark that, and I'm going to buy one and see what kind of light brightness there are. Because four of those rugging around London in a suitcase would be far better than the ones that I've currently got, most definitely.
I want the green screen.
The pull-up green screen?
Yes.
You can get those made cheaper than that, mate. All you got to do is go to a company called Event Signs in Birmingham, give them the colour reference, and tell them to print one, and it'll cost you 100 quid.
Wow.
Yep.
I shall put you in touch with Vaughan, mate. There you go.
Yeah, do it.
And he'll do it for you. You really want one?
I'm looking at it. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Right, I'll get you them a third of that, two thirds of that price, mate. Okay. I'll get Vaughan to call you, pal.
Okay, mate.
Good pick, Jeffrey. What have you got for us, mate?
Man, that's a hard pick to follow.
Yeah,
that, you can that follow was
it.
Awesome.
You can follow it when he does like, you know, when he's like, you know, pick something that's $7,000.
Well, I pick something that's free.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
So I've had a few people recently ask me about shortcuts in iOS. And their big problem has been they can't figure out how they would want to use shortcuts. And so they needed some examples. Well, there's a website out there that's like a repository for iOS 12 shortcuts, and it's called Sharecuts. So that's my pick. So you can go and find shortcuts that other people have already made to do all different kinds of things. You can download them and just use them. You can modify them. Whatever. So it gives you a nice starting point to figure out what you can do with shortcuts, and can also serve as sort of like a framework, since you can modify shortcuts that you've downloaded, so that you have a place to start when you're figuring out what it is that you want to do with your own shortcuts. And it's free.
Cool. Excellent, mate.
Sharecuts.
Nice. Like that. So Sharecuts .app. Is the link for that one. Good pick, mate. Steve, what have you got for us?
Well, mine, you know, since I've been in the Apple world since, you know, Steve Jobs was a child, I mean, been around for a little while there. There's one app that I've used for a long, long time, you know, almost half of my life, and that is BB Edit from Barebone Software. And I thought it was really cool. They came out with a commemorative t-shirt for BB Edit, and that's actually what my pick is. And you're familiar with rebuses. You know, hopefully you'll be able to figure out what this says here.
Oh, why
something your ass on
that ass?
Your ass.
Why your ass? Okay.
Bend your ass.
Save. Does something save your ass? I can't say what the first icon is.
That's still money.
Oh, still saving your ass.
Saving your ass.
You got it. Yeah. So they've been around literally since 1993. That app has been running on my Macs, and I've used it for years. Absolutely love the darn thing. It's an incredible text editor. And, you know, thanks to Rich Siegel and the team there at Barebone Software for continuing to come out with great software and also some interesting T-shirts. So thumbs up on that.
Excellent.
The T-shirt, by the way, is available at that link I put out there.
Yojimbo as well is one of those, isn't it?
Yep. What's Yojimbo is them.
Oh, Yojimbo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Haven't heard that in a while.
Yojimbo.
Yeah.
Back when a Mac had two colors, gray and white.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well done, mate. Good pick. Mr. Rickards, what do you have for us?
Yeah, so obviously I've moved to a different part of the world, if you like, in the UK. And we're surrounded by hills and lovely walks and all those cool things that Shropshire brings to the table. Now, I've got a good friend who sort of helps people find their way around the country, if you like. And he showed me one of his lovely ordnance survey maps, you know, the big fold-out ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed on the side of this map, there's a sort of a peel-off sticker. And when you peel off a sticker, it gives you a code that you put into the OS ordnance survey map, and you get that map digitally sent to your mobile. Now, I thought this was pretty cool because it meant that A, you don't have to carry around this huge, massive walking map, but B, that the fact you can now have it on your mobile phone. And it's incredible because obviously it's got an offline mode because you're up the side of a mountain doing your walking or maybe even biking. You've got all access to these really detailed ordnance survey maps. And what's a really cool feature now is they've integrated sort of desktop maps. So in other words, you can plot your route on this Ordnance Survey map, say a walking route, which I've got here. So I can go along and sort of start plotting where I want to walk country, which is really, really simple.
Elevate. Your audio's gone funny, mate.
Uh-huh.
You've disappeared. That's what's happening on your videos, I reckon.
You thought it was just me?
Hear me now?
No, you've gone like it's like your mic has crapped out, mate. No, it's broken. We'll come back to you. Have a fiddle, mate. We'll come back to you. Good pick.
Look at the look at this face.
Maybe. I was getting excited for a while there. Patrice, do us a pick while we wait for Jim to come back.
All right. My pick is unfortunately something I think is only for the US, since I don't know whether you want to ship like picture frames around the world. It's a company called Bay Photo, and I've been using it. Unfortunately, I can't show it to you because the pictures I printed are in the office, but I've been using them to print some like really great pictures of my dog and like a trip to Sedona that I did it's not printed on acrylic, but it's like acrylic. It's basically a paper back and then acrylic on front, and it looks amazing. The quality is awesome. They do a really good job. I mean, you have to take a good picture, that's the start, but like they do a really good job making sure it is like accurate and it's good. They actually do like they check the color correction, and they haven't done it for me, but from friends I know that they came back and said, hey, this doesn't look right, do you want to check, do you really want to print it this way and stuff like that. They're not cheap, but they're, from what I've seen also in reviews and so on, they are one of the best, in at least in the US. Definitely way better than Fracture, which is like everywhere on every podcast. So if you want to print anything, especially like as I said, anything you want to hang on the wall, a friend of mine, she does like weddings and stuff, and she prints everything with them, like books and like as a pictures for the wall and like whatever the customer needs, she prints everything with them. Their website is a little bit, yeah, that their ordering system is a little bit challenging to use at first, but once you understand it, because it has so many options and it's a little bit, yeah, you have to know what you're doing. But yeah, it's great, and they ship it like it's almost more packaging than the actual picture. Like the last one I got, I mean, there was like two like small, was it 9 by 12 and 12 by 18 pictures, and there was so much packaging around them. They make sure that they arrive safely and everything, and have great instructions how to like put it up on the wall and all of that. So cool. Highly recommend it. Bayphoto.com. I'll put the link in the chat as well.
Excellent, mate. Thank you very much. Let's try James again then. Are you there, mate?
Hello, can you hear me?
No, you're still off. But just speak really loud.
Okay.
So you've got this OS map thing. I am showing a video now that's on the website that shows it being used. It's £20 for a 12-month subscription, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you buy the app already, if you buy the paper map already, you get the digital version for free. So if you've got somebody who already maybe owns those maps, and they'll be able to give you their little silver code off the side, you can actually get them free off. But one of the cool things is it's got augmented reality.
No, you've gone entirely now, mate. You've gone entirely. Your mic is absolutely shot. You need a new mic, pal. You've been using it so much that it's completely gone. Just swap over onto your MacBook mic or something like that.
That's what he gets for using big words. It just wears out the microphone.
It does, mate. That's it. It turns up a week late. Oh, no, you're gone completely. It might not be your end, it might be me. There's always a possibility. Everyone else is still there, though, aren't they?
Yep. I kind of like this side of James.
Mm. we've got no idea what's happened, but James has disappeared. I hope it's not the audio. Dial off and dial back in again, James. See if that makes a difference.
You know, when you edit this, when James started talking, just play this. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. We're gonna just Rickroll everyone.
Okay, he's not. He's actually not. His line wasn't ringing. James.
He's no longer part of the Earth.
That could be
my, yeah. he's on his way to Mars or something.
This could be my fault then.
So it wasn't his microphone.
James, can you?
It's a fact that his spaceship drifted out of range.
Yeah, could you?
James is a replicant.
Could you dial in and share with Doc on line 3, mate? Try that. And then that'll prove whether it's my line. And if it's my line and the channel's gone on the Behringer mixer, then I'll cry. Because I don't think they make Behringer make this mixer anymore. No, Doc's not ringing either now.
Hello. Aloha.
He's back, so it's me. Shit.
Hey! Hello. Told you, my focus right, mate, is top-notch. Never had a problem.
And I need to add in Doc. Here we go. Doc.
Good to know it's not me.
Hello, Doc. And Doc's back. There we go.
Yeah.
Right, so hello. That BTN Studio Line 4 is gone. Charming. Wow. Bloody charming.
Sorry. No, I want to say it was my...
It's not your fault, it was my fault. I'm just sorry I blamed you first.
It's okay.
I'm not.
You were Rickard rolled as well.
Better get hit from number one.
Where can we get a hold of you, Doc?
Right next to James in the top left corner. Well, you can find me all over the internet at DOCROCK. You can find me on solid.fm and peep the YouTube channel. I'm coming at you. I'm trying to get that million bucks so that I can just fly to UK whenever I feel like it.
I think you two should take this opportunity to kiss and make up. Other way, James.
See? Dude, he didn't even have his camera skills together. Wait.
Hey, come on. What's this bash me type thing?
He just ate my freaking eye, dude. What's going on?
It's just giving Doc a wet one across 12,000 miles. Superb. Maybe more. James, where would you be?
You can get me on Twitter at James Rickards. That's RICKARDS.
And Udemy.
Thank you.
And Udemy.com.
And udemy.com/AppleMotion5. There you go.
Yeah, scary shit in Motion 5. There we go. with booming audio.
Booming audio.
Booming.
Jeff, where would you be, mate?
Apparently not in the upper left corner where the real party's happening. But you can find me at smilesoftware.com, textexpander.com, and Twitter and Instagram. I'm Jay Gamut, and I kind of get around, so a lot of shows too.
Deep pants put this was that was like watching the Ebony and Ivory video all over again. Oh, together in perfect harmony. Side by side on my Wirecast. Steve, where would you be?
I would be at appleworld.today, otherwise known as Apple World Today, and you can also find me at blog.maxsales.com, where I write for OWC.
Oh, excellent, mate. I was watching one of their videos. I helped Richard Harkness update his memory and put an SSD into his iMac and his Mac Mini. And their videos were brilliant. Really, really good.
Yeah, I've been using their... I don't use them that much anymore because Apple doesn't allow you to really upgrade anything anymore. But yeah. I've been using their products for eons.
Yeah, so, good stuff.
Good stuff.
I've had stuff from them before that I've shipped over, so it's good. Patrice, where will you be, mate?
Well, usually somewhere here in the desert, and everything I do on thepatrice.com.
Excellent, mate. Superb. Thank you. My name's Ewan Rankin. Get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. You can follow the network at British Tech. We're going to be back in a couple of hours with the big show at 8 p.m. So that should be loads and loads of fun. And we're back with the Max show next Friday as normal. Remember, if it's not Friday, it's not happening. That's the view. Have a great weekend. And really, thank you so much for bothering to listen.